Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time. Once again, I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, friend, I've been doing that for a long time. Listen, He can be yours. He wants to be yours. In fact, He came to be yours, Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, Debbie and I are happy that you all have decided to tune in today. We just trust our time together will be a blessing. I want to bring glory to God, and I want to be a benefit to those who listen. If you're saved, I hope it edifies you. If you're lost, I hope it puts you in a place to where you realize that you need Jesus. Did you get under conviction that you begin to consider and think about eternal things, and especially your soul that's going to live on somewhere in eternity? I'll tell you, friend, listen, if you're not ready, get ready. Get ready today. Well, we're excited. Both of us are about the message the Lord has laid on my heart. Debbie's excited about the song that she's got queued up and tuned up and ready to go. Hey, listen, friend, if you all want any of these programs or projects, all you got to do is just reach out to me and let me know. Be happy to send them to you. Send you a link on an email address, or I can send you a CD, a hard copy, whatever the case may be. We'd be more than honored to be able to do that. Well, I've turned my Bible to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 22. 1 Kings, chapter 22, right after the book of 2 Samuel, right before the book of 2 Kings. And I'm going to begin reading, I'll probably begin reading verse 6 down through verse 7, 8, 9, somewhere down through there. But anyway, if you turn to the book of 1 Kings 22, I'll meet you there in just a couple of minutes. The song Deb's going to do today, the title of it is, it's a beautiful title, beautiful song. If it were not for His grace, He'll tell us in the song, there go I. Hey, He's got grace plenty for me and you.
If it were not for His grace,
grace.
like that. Thank God. Thank God for Calvary. Friend, listen, if you've not been there by faith, you can go there today. If you realize you're a sinner and be willing to receive Christ as your Savior, listen, friend, He'll meet you there. He'll meet you at the cross. Again, I've opened my Bible to the book of 1 Kings chapter 22. I'm going to begin reading in verse 6 and down through verse 8. The Word of God says this, "Then the king of Israel..." And he's talking about a man to the name of Ahab. I'll say a little more about him and this other king that has come together in a confederacy to go against another king from Assyria. But we'll say more about that in a minute. The king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, "Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And they said, "Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hands of the king." And Jehoshaphat said, this is the king of Israel, the king of Judah now. This is the king that's a good king, a godly king. He's an amazing king, and it's really a surprise that we find Ahab and Jehoshaphat together in any kind of confederacy, but we do here. Matter of fact, Jehoshaphat, I believe, is in the wrong place. But he said, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?" And the king of Israel, speaking of Ahab again, said unto Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by which we may inquire of the Lord." But watch this now. He said, "But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so." I'm going to talk to you a little while today about this man by the name of Micaiah. And I'm going to use this thought about him, if I may. I'm talking about my kind of man. Man, listen, I like a godly man, don't you? I like a man of God who knows the Word of God, who knows the God of the Word, and who's willing to speak it, friend. Listen, regardless of the confrontation, regardless of the sin of the situation, I'm glad, listen, for men like Micaiah that's willing to stand with the message God has given to them. And I'm going to tell you something, friend, in this day and hour that we're living in, I'm afraid those kind of men are at a premium. I'm thankful for the men that we've got. Listen, there's a lot of godly men in this world. There's a lot of straight shooters. There's a lot of Bible preachers. There's a lot of godly men, friend, that's standing in the gap, that's standing between the living and the dead. But may I say this? I'm afraid that there are fewer of those than there is of the other kind. And it may very well be, that it's always been that way. But thank God, Mike Micaiah, he's my kind of man. Let me set this up, if I may. Listen, friend, this is a strange chapter, I think, in many, many ways. When we step into chapter 22 of the book of 1 Kings, we find Ahab and Jehoshaphat. Ahab was the king of the 10 tribes of Israel. Ephraim, it's sometimes referred to. That bunch that broke away under Jeroboam as a judgment of God against the sin, or because of the sin of Solomon and all that he did, and the many wives that he had, and the many idolatrous things that he did. And Jehoshaphat was the king of the two southern tribes at Jerusalem in Judea. Judah and Benjamin were those two tribes. He was a godly man. Boy, you read about Jehoshaphat, and you'll find just how godly he was. Now listen, there were few good kings during the period of time, and Jehoshaphat was one of them. And you say, well, what in the world then did Jehoshaphat, what in the world moved Jehoshaphat to make a confederacy with Ahab? Well, I'll tell you what it was. It was a marriage. It was a marriage of his son to the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, Athaliah. And oh, listen, friend, how unfortunate that was, how sad that was. But here they are, friend, here they are, in-laws, if you will. And King Ahab had talked Jehoshaphat into... Now watch this. Listen to what the Word of God says in verse 2. "And it came to pass in the year, in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah..." Notice the next two words, "came down to the king of Israel." Now, I want you to know that when you go to Jerusalem in Israel, you always go up, because it's up in elevation. But look what a great statement that is. Jehoshaphat had to come down. We don't find him seeking God before he left to go down. It was after that he got there in Samaria, after that he had united with this king by the name of Ahab, that he wanted to know the will of God. Hey, can I tell us all, just as a side note, before we start anything, before we make any kind of confederacy, friend, listen, we ought to seek the face of God. It's a little late after we get there to try to seek it. But oh, I'll tell you what, listen, when they got there, they began to talk, these two kings and all their pomp and all their glory, what needed to go on. And Ahab said, listen, I need to go back and take Ramoth Gilead back from one of the kings of Syria. I can't pronounce his name, but that doesn't matter right now. Will you help me? Will you help me? He said he's going to give it back after 3 years and he hadn't done it. And I want it. It belongs to me. Listen, and old Jehoshaphat said, yeah, listen, I'll be just like you. He said, I am as thou art. My people are thy people and my horses are thy horses. And look at verse 5. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, how the word of the Lord today again, friend, I believe Jehoshaphat was just a little late in seeking God's face and seeking God's will. But listen, friend, like the old adage is, it's better late than ever. But here's where the message begins. And here is where, friend, God has turned my heart to praise. I want you to know I'm glad, friend, I'm glad that God has always had a man. Hey, friend, they generally are in the minority. Men who will stand, men who will stay true, men who are courageous, men who are faithful. But God had one, and this man by the name of Micaiah, he was a man of great courage and conviction. We'll find out as we go through this message and all. Friend, I want to tell you something. If you preach the Word of God, if you stay true to the Word of God, if you stay, listen, faithful to the call that God's put on your life, if you're a man of God, I'll tell you what, friend, you'll need courage and you've got to have conviction. Oh, there's too many people today that have little or no conviction, no Bible conviction. I mean to tell you, anything's okay. Everything's okay. This come as you are and leave as you please. Seeker-sensitive church ideology, friend, in this emerging pragmatic church age, this led to seeing church day that we're living in. It's wrong. Ruined us, do you hear? And you get a man that has something to stand on, has some standards to stand for, who's willing to proclaim them, who's willing, bless God, to state them. Oh, listen, he doesn't become a very popular man on planet Earth, does he? But Micaiah was a man of courage and conviction and of great integrity. Oh, we need more people with integrity today, do we not? But he was part of those that Hebrews 11 mentions. Now, his name isn't there, but you'll find him in the word others in verse 36 of that chapter, where it talks about Paul writing about those of whom this world was not even worthy. They had to hide in dens and caves. They were abused and they were in prison. Oh, listen, how want you to know Micaiah was one of those kind of men. So let's look and see what we can find about. And by the way, I want to tell you something. Listen. And there's preaching all over this chapter. Can I tell you, look, you ever been somewhere when you're a young boy, a young girl? You went to you could swim in creeks and you'd go to a little swimming hole and you'd say, how deep is it? And somebody'd say, well, I can't touch bottom. You remember that? Hey, listen, friend, this is one chapter that kind of chapter. Hey, look, friend, I've not found the bottom of it yet. Hey, friend, I'm glad for the Word of God and the truth that we find there. Have a look now. Jehoshaphat said, listen, isn't there somebody that we can check this out with? Isn't there somebody that knows God? The king of Israel said in verse 6, gather the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? I want you to know these were men of Baal. They were prophets of Baal. Oh, somebody didn't learn the right lesson, did they not? Back there in chapter 17 and 18 and 19 here in the book of 1 Kings, when a man by the name of Elijah, went up against all the prophets of Baal and won that great victory on Carmel. You remember that, don't you? You remember that. Hey, listen, friend. I mean to tell you, old Elijah whooped up on about 850 of them, actually, if you count just right. But here we are again. Bless God, it's amazing, friend, how quick weeds grow. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Look what he said in verse 6 and finishing. And they said, these 400 men, these people pleasers, these ear ticklers, these men, friend, that are on the payroll, so to speak. I mean to tell you, they're men pleasers, they're yes men. And they said, listen, here's what you do, Jehoshaphat or Ahab. Just go up for the Lord to deliver it into the hand of the king. Can I tell you, these 400 men have never heard from God Almighty. They would know what a message from God was if it hit them, friend, in the head. And look now in verse 7, Jehoshaphat, this spiritual king, this godly king, said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we may inquire of him? Listen, friend, Jehoshaphat knew something. He had a sensitivity about him. And oh, he said, look, isn't there a man, isn't there a prophet of the Lord appointed by God? Not somebody that man has appointed. Not the kind of prophets that Jeroboam chose to do business at Dan and Bethel. Oh, friend, listen. Oh, God, help us to have godly men who stand in the gap, who stand, friend, between the living and the dead, who stand up for God in the pulpits and declare, thus saith the Lord. Hey, listen, friend, we need to be sensitive. We need to be discerning as we listen to men, whether it be in a pulpit, whether it be on sermon audio, whether it be on a radio ministry like this, whether it be on YouTube or Instagram or wherever everybody listens to those kind of things. Oh, we need to know that this man is a man of God. But look at verse 8. It goes on to say, the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah the son of Imlah, he said, by whom we may inquire the Lord. But watch this. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Hey, listen, friend. Hey, listen. Micaiah was the one kind of man who was willing to stand, who spoke the truth. Listen, he was true to his calling. Hey, what else could he do? What else could he do? And what else could this king, this evil king, this wicked king expect? Hey, if it had been a good king, Micaiah would have pronounced good things toward him. But because he was so evil, he couldn't say anything else but bad things. Well, look here at verse 13 and 14. Man, time gets away so quick, does it not? And King Ahab said, yeah, we got one. I got to send somebody to get him. He's down there in prison. I got him in jail. Got him in a place where he can't worry me too much. And the messenger that was sent to get Micaiah was gone to call Micaiah, spake unto him, saying, look now, behold. He said, the words of the prophet declare good unto the king. In one mouth, he said, let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of thee, and speak that which is good. Look at verse 14. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. I'll tell you, friend, listen. He was a man of conviction, like I already told you, a man of integrity. You know what this messenger said? He said, look, Micaiah, just one time, why don't you lighten up? Why don't you just get along? Just go along to get along, wouldn't you, Micaiah? Right, look, don't stir any feathers. Don't rustle any feathers. Don't stir the pot. Don't make it worse on yourself than what he is, or what it is. You know what? Listen, Micaiah, he wouldn't have anything to do with it. He was not willing to conform. Bless God. To be popular. He was not willing to give up his conviction. You say, why? I'll tell you why. Because he had bowed before the Lord. Bless God, he was able to stand before these two kings. These kings that are sitting in the gate of Samaria in a void place. Bless God with all their pomp and circumstance, with all their robes of royalty. Hey, friend, they had power. They deserved honor. They occupied a position of honor. But you know what old Micaiah said? Hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell them what God said, whether they like it or not. I don't have time to read verses 15, 16, 17, and 18. I'd like to, but I want you to know, friend, listen. This sets the stage to be able to deliver the message that God had given to him. I mean, to tell you, you know what he did? He began to speak with sarcasm. When he got there, you know what he did? Ahab said, well, what do you got to say? What do you got to say? Messiah said, yeah, going up there. Said, those 400 men are right. Yeah, just go ahead. God's going to deliver Ramoth Gilead into your hand. Hey, listen, it was sarcasm. He was just trying to trying to get the king's attention. And I want you to know, friend, he got it. He was in control, although he was a captive. Hey, friend, listen. He got everybody's attention that day. Why, when old Micaiah stood there and said, yeah, just go ahead and do what those 400 men said. I imagine their mouth went agape. I mean, to tell you, they looked bug-eyed without a doubt. Even Ahab, as bad off as he was spiritually, knew there was something going on. It wasn't right. Micaiah would never talk like that. And Micaiah said, boy, you're right. Wish I had time to read verses 19 through 23. You know what we'd find there? We'd find that he had an ability, friend, to deliver God's message like God's son did. You see what I mean, preacher? He gave a parable of contrast. He just pulled heaven back. And look now, friend, listen. You may disagree with what I'm going to say, but God doesn't need, friend, listen, to have going on what Micaiah said. Now look, it's a parable of contrast. I wish I had time to explain that to you. I wish I had time to take you over into the book of Luke and show you just like, where's it at in chapter 18, where that widow began to aggravate the king. And because of her continual crying and coming, the king said, can't stand this anymore. I'm just going to go ahead and give her what she wants so I can shut her up. The Lord's not that way. That's a parable in contrast. Oh, we ought to pursue God. We ought to be persistent in our prayer. We ought to be consistent. But God's not like that king. Oh, friend, it's a parable in contrast. But I had time, I'd read verses 19 through 23 and tell you this. Can I tell you, old Micaiah? He had an amazing ability to deliver God's message. Friend, he had an amazing ability to deliver God's message. But in verse 24 and 25, I do have to read them and I got to close. I've made a mess of this. I feel like that I have. But listen, Zedekiah, the son of... Well, I'm not going to read it. I'm going to take time. I don't have time. I just looked at the clock. Can I tell you what? Listen, he endured abuse. I mean to tell you, Micaiah endured abuse. After he got through speaking, saying what he did, telling King Ahab what was going to happen, saying, hey, Ahab, listen, here's what's going to happen. You're even going to die in battle. Somebody come over and smack the fire out of him. I mean, hit him on the jaw. Do you know that? I mean, to tell you, you know what he hit him for? Because he was standing up for his office. He was standing faithful in his calling. But if you look at verses 26 through 28, I want you to know Micaiah was a man that's willing to put it on the line. I mean, to tell you, he didn't hold anything back. He said, listen, my reputation's at stake here. He said, hey, everybody, listen to me. I've been talking to these two kings, but I want to bring you in to witness. If this king comes back, listen, then my prophecy is not true. If thou returnest in peace. He said in verse 28 to this man of the name of Ahab, if thou return in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And you know what that means? Hey, listen to the Old Testament prophet. The test of an Old Testament prophet was to be right 100% of the time. Hey, friend, we need men like this. We need men like Micaiah. We need men that are courageous, men with conviction, men with integrity, men willing to stand in the gap, willing to stand against popularity, not worried about being popular down here, have a blessed God being accepted over there. Men who bow before God so often, they don't have a problem standing before men. We need men like Micaiah. We need men like Micaiah, my kind of man. Hey, friend, pray for your pastor if he's a godly man. Pray for him if he needs to be a godly man. And let's just pray that God will be glorified in these last days and that. And there will be, friend, that he'd always have a witness to do his bidding, to proclaim his word, to warn the lost, and to encourage those that belong to him. Hey, hope you got something out of this. Until the next time, may God bless you, is my prayer.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ears. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.